to 11:30, and I'm joined in the studio today by Nigel Bennett, who is here from Epilepsy Action, which is a national charity supporting people with epilepsy. They're launching their first drop-in event in Brentwood on Thursday the 12th of October at the Baytree Centre CAF between 10 and 12, and Nigel's here to tell us all about it. So very good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you, and you too.
Now we're going to talk about Epilepsy Action. So how did you get involved with the charity?
I went to a meeting at the Brentwood Theatre, and they had a whole lot of people there, and I thought, this is something to get involved with. I have epilepsy myself, and this was something I went to because I looked for more opportunities to find out about the condition and ways in which I could get more support for it and more support for the family. And this seemed to be a way in which I could actually give something back as well. So I went along to that and was suggested I became a volunteer with the organisation.
Are you born with epilepsy, or is that something that you just come on at any stage in somebody's life?
Both. You can be born with it, but equally it can come on for all kinds of reasons. Sometimes we have no idea why. Sometimes it can come as a result of a stroke or a fall, or it can be something which happens because of difficulties at birth. It can also be genetic. So all kinds of reasons why it should happen. And sometimes it just isn't known.
Mm. How many people in the UK are affected by epilepsy?
About 600,000. It's about five times as many people as have multiple sclerosis or have Parkinson's.
Mm.
And about 87 people, they say, are diagnosed with it every day. It's about 1% of the population. I think the reason is that you're not aware of it.
Mm.
There's no reason to see that someone walking down the street is suffering from epilepsy unless they have a seizure. And the seizures also come in many forms. The neurologists have identified some 60 different ways in which you might have a seizure. Anything from the big, what's called a tonic seizure, when someone, which is the one probably most people will recognise, when someone goes rigid, collapses to the floor, and then starts to shake. Everyone can see that happen, and you have to sort of deal with it. By putting something underneath their head so they don't mash their head when they're actually going through the seizure itself.
Mm.
And then when they finish, put them into a recovery position. And one of the things you mustn't do when that happens is try to put anything into their mouth, because that will cause all kinds of difficulties, because they're rigid at that stage. And trying to put something into their mouth could break their jaw. So you don't do that. At the other end of the spectrum, there's the person who just freezes for a few seconds. Goes in and they can go in and out of that. It's almost as if they're daydreaming for a couple of seconds. Like with everything else with epilepsy, it depends. You can have a seizure when you know what's going on.
Mm.
Equally, you may not know anything about it. When I have them, I'm lucky in that most of mine are at night. When I'm asleep, I don't know anything about it until afterwards. I'm also fortunate in that I get a sense of what's coming, just long enough to be able to sort of brace myself or sit down. But when it's happening, I know nothing about it. Other people get the kind of seizure when they are aware what's going on the whole time that it's happening.
Yeah.
Epilepsy Action has created these groups through volunteers all over the country. I mean, there's stories like one that I've heard of a woman who had a seizure and fell very badly and bruised her face. And she was so embarrassed about this that she didn't dare go out, didn't go out for a week. Then heard about the coffee and chat group, and so she took a taxi to the group and met other people there who had also had seizures, and she felt sufficiently confident after that that she actually went home on the bus. But it does have an effect. You feel isolated, you feel sort of upset, you feel concerned, you feel you're not the same person anymore.
Mm.
When this starts to happen, and as a consequence you can feel very lonely.
Mm.
And that's why these coffee and chat groups can be a tremendous help in letting you feel and realise that you're not the only person who's suffering from this problem. They can be enormously useful to people, and that's one reason why we're feeling that this group, this coffee and chat group, will be yet another support for people in Brentwood and the surrounding villages who want to come and meet others and talk about absolutely anything that they want to talk about. It doesn't have to be talking about epilepsy. It can be it can be Strictly Come Dancing or any other subject, I won't mention Theresa May's cough, but I have now. So anything you want to talk about, just come and talk about it, drop in for as long as you want to.